Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 28th of July, and mostly sunny morning here in Auroville on 29 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast says clouds and sunny spells with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area over the night. Temperatures will be ranging from low 26 to high 34 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Over the day, southerly winds at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. They will change the direction to southwest from the day southeast at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Humidity at the moment is on 91%. And as it looks on weather charts, also weekend will be in the spirits of thunderstorms and some showers. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 37%. Active Resident Assembly Core Group invites us on Wednesday, 3rd of August at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to the first ARA meeting after some months of researching into the housing and the decision-making process issues. They will present the results of the ARA Support Group study on the housing crisis. Crisis, yes, but what crisis? This is what we would like to share with you all, to look for simple and durable solution for the future development of housing in our community. They are asking us to come and participate. This might be a good opportunity to make a quantum jump together to start solving some of our most crucial issues. Auroville Council Study Group Resident Assembly Service has published a call for nominees for Auroville Council Working Committee and Funds and Asset Management Committee, because it's going to be a 3-day selection process in 21st to 23rd of October for all three groups. So they are calling for nominations now, including self-nominations. We all received an invitation to nominate online from Resident Assembly Service. When we can do that directly, select the names from the drop box containing all names in the register of residents. But if you are not comfortable on the computer, you may pass by the Resident Assembly Service office where you will be assisted to nominate via the nomination form. And we can nominate up to 5 names for council and the working committee and 9 names for the FMC. But we have to keep in mind that people we're gonna nominate, they need to have the necessary capacities for the work by reading the group's mandates. You can also get the printout of each mandate at our council's office. So the Resident Assembly Service team is happy to welcome us every morning from Monday to Friday from 10 to noon from now onwards. Their office is located on the first floor in Town Hall next to the Land Board office. Exceptionally, their office will be open additionally on Monday till Thursday, from 1st to 4th of August next week, to allow us to get some help to nominate the candidate for the selection process if you cannot access online. So they are happy to offer you that service. And members from our council and working committee stepping out after the call for nomination was published. So from our councils are stepping out Sindhujak, Guy, Veronique, Danielle, and from working committee Mandakini. Now let's go to some other announcements. On Sunday, 31st, at 6:30 p.m. at Amphitheater in Matrimandir, weather permitting, we can sing Mother's Mantra Om Namo Bhagavate with Joran Jivatman on guitar to guide the chanting. On Saturday 30th at 10 a.m. at University of Human Unity, Share With Us Being and Consciousness lecture series, which will conclude this Saturday with the title Stepping into the Light of Freedom, Vision of Kabir and Mira. Dr. Sadev Kumar is who sharing those lectures based on his forthcoming book 7000 Million Degrees of Freedom. But on Saturday 6th of August, we are invited to Sakar in Vanier Street in Pondicherry to a seminar on the element of power management. For registration, we need to contact them on 999-4190-403 or 944-301-9172. And there will be a special concession for participants from Auroville. At Kala Kendra, Center for Arts in Bharat Nivas, the Pavilion of India presents Stellar Memories, an exhibition of paintings by Variram. The exhibition was inaugurated on Tuesday and it will be open until 20th of August. At Orolike, we can see portraits of Indian royalties drawn by Franz Fassbinder. And this one is on display as of from Tuesday until 31st of August. And the Orolike Gallery is open between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. At Cinema Bharat News Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30, they will screen Taxi Teheran, directed by Jafar Panahi and was made in Iran in 2015. At Visit the Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m., they will screen The Intern, made in 2015. It's a comedy drama and directed by Nancy Myers. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest tomorrow, they will screen The Noble, made in 2014. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today, they will screen French thriller drama The Escavan Affair, made in France in 2014 by director Frederick Tiller. On Saturday, we can see international comedy drama The Fundamentals of Carnegusa, made in 2016 by Brighton director Rob Burnett. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., Wallace and the Gromit, A Grand Day Out, The Wrong Trousers, A Close Shave, and A Matter of Love and Death, made in UK in 1989 by director Nick Perrig. Later on at Cine Clubs at 8 p.m, Mystery Romance, A Tournament en Tuk, made in France in 2007, directed by Joe Wright. And from the words of the mother, volume 14, we read: The true purpose of life, to live for the divine, or to live for the truth, or at least to live for the one soul. And the true sincerity, to live for the divine without expecting any benefit from him in return. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orbitradio.org.